These are sexist microphones, they're made for women's shows.
No, mine's the opposite.
Okay, so let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you had fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's for women's rooms. Well, I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we had these one-person, two-person, and three-person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with Maggie and Kevin.
Oh, great. Yeah, so that will be part of your solution or suggestions to solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want us to, they don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other IT admins, which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they said.
It's not full over there.
So it seems we, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing maybe, but we'll see. So regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the three-person rooms, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right, so the one here. It should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things, but...
Is it against the regulation, security regulation of the school?
No.
And I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Yeah, I think it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts at this task. Okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually.
That would be fine if one of the person is 50%, so me, for example.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come.
Exactly.
Something like that. Okay, so these were the answers. So actually I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start or would you like me to end?
Complete I talked both with Maggie and Perrette, and both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problem with them. They're easy, but could be, as Perrette has right now, that she's happy to continue to share with Marianne. Mm-hmm. And Maggie, for example, to share with, could be with Bruno, because they work on the Swistra together, and they like to gossip together, so.
Beautiful. Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red you have the excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello. Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later in about half an hour? I'm just in the middle of a meeting and I'm talking.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Shake it.
Sorry for this. Fortunately we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal after a brief interruption. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together and it's easier if they're in the same office. And, which is quite happy actually, I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could come well together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office, so it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows, so I think that's not a problem because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess.
And putting the printer in the lounge is just killing the lounge.
I don't know, yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously
question
not
where
no,
it is.
Really.
It's a question of your printing all the time.
Yeah, why not put the printer out in the hallway?
Okay, and so next to the photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here.
Is there enough space there for a photocopy and printer?
Yeah, we'll have to check.
The photocopy is a bit big.
Yeah, but the printer is quite small if we find just a small table for it. Maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. So. Okay, but I wouldn't, well, insist on this. I think, okay, so the printer, we'll remove it if we work from this this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects from the list. And then MEDES-LT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has, a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just so first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications using
this
one.
I have a question. What's the justification for giving Nancy her own office?
Maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remained, and I think, there was no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better if she's with a second person.
I would have a provocative suggestion to put Gisela, to switch Nancy and Gisela.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela, the fax and the printing machine, the printer, in the one person room.
Well, Gisela will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer.
Okay, so the printer, that's not,
mm-hmm.
that's not the hard constraint.
Remember, Andre, that was
it. Yeah, that was the case,
yeah.
And she was a bit...
Because I really do think it's important to have an admin room clearly
mm-hmm.
identified as an admin room, and only an admin room.
Yeah, we could store
files
there. Files
where you
like
can
that.
Close it, you have the
mm-hmm.
personal files of the people, of the unit, etc.
Okay, so if you want, I can already
for instance,
do this
I would
change
fully yeah. against the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated for that.
Because the professors, you have personal printer or there's only one printer? Because if not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typically the case where there's the lab and there's
mm-hmm.
the printer is there.
Yeah, but the printer can be in the
yeah,
corridor.
When the printer is it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest let us hear from you, and then if we can work out a common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
I'm perfectly all right to share the room with you as a view on the old town.
mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
That you'll have to suffer from phone calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my Walkman.
Earplugs and whatever.
David, you had also
Yeah, okay, for me, as a I don't know the people a lot. I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the women. So, for example, I would, in your slide, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
let me put the plan. Sorry. I
yes.
Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence you. So you would put.
So yeah, you have to show us which one you were talking about, David. We do know.
Yeah, I was wanting to change this.
The center room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You can even scan them. Just show us.
Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I didn't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as a basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things that are.
Yeah, so here you can see
yeah,
that
maybe
the men is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with a woman. I mean, there's Bruno, me, Piet, and Nikos is okay also.
Uh-huh.
No, but for Pierrette and Maggie, it's a will. It's a wish, or it's a...
Well, actually,
because
Pierrette is a woman, too.
Sorry.
It's the feminine of Pierre.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just change Martin and Andre for Mario.
I didn't get your solution. What was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men.
So
he wants to mix sexes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's nice.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, there's a lack of men here in this in lab. So I would change one, switch one.
But it's not so much a question of men or women. It's more the question of, as I said, that. Here you have only you have PhD students that are regrouped. There you have senior researchers
mm-hmm.
that are regrouped, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case, in Pierre's case, I think that's a very efficient way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, and for me it's also, I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just
yeah.
to be...
I'm perfectly happy with Andre,
right.
So...
So I'm very happy with him, since I proposed this. But I could also be happy with most of the other people, so
sure.
even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. we'll see if we can do something for it.
Andre, did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project, like, for instance, Marianne, the Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MedSRT. Yeah, Maria and Yalina seem to go on quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of proximity? You put David with Agnes. Isn't Agnes working in a more substantial way with people like either Maria or Yalina?
That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and
Agnes is also
yeah.
working with David, so.
But we agree that it's not important to share the room with someone that
mm-hmm.
has
yeah,
the same
that's true,
project.
That's true. But, here, the other constraints are satisfied somehow. So.
Mm-hmm.
And Morova and I will be quite happy to have the full room some 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage. In, it's a bit more comfortable to me.
Okay,
yeah,
what I mean with the two three-person rooms, I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Yalina, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marianne on the other side, well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all are PhD students or master students, but Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not
oh.
important. The
yeah,
one no, question no, I was wondering about, though, because three is always, well, the more people are in office, the less ideal, that wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half-time?
Yeah.
So that way, then,
yeah.
if not three people all the time.
So I would switch David and Nancy, typically.
Yeah,
which
probably.
Doesn't mean that David should be in this room. Could be in the other one. For me, the two, three people rooms are really, they have to be reshuffled according to people, personal preferences.
So
I definitely would put Nancy with Agnes in the two-person room.
They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference. I mean, you can't be in a room with a person you don't want to be.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good.
Is there anyone that you're going to finish soon, PhD or late?
No.
First one
Maria
should be Maria,
Maria
but,
is the but she's still not
one
there.
Yeah. Okay, let's
see. If you do it this way, you mean that in the 2-3 people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David, because David will be part time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a 1-3 position. Knowing that this 1-3 position will not stay free very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes. So
at least one person.
And this is still a worry for me because we are still, we don't still don't have enough space for the visitors. Unless we put them in the lounge.
Yeah.
Or we
and
make four space in the 3 people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we need
so
to have at least 3 visitors positions.
Okay, so since we're supposed to do a final proposal, sorry, let me move the printer next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll find some way to attach it to a wall or something like this,
so that we keep it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. okay, so that's the. I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
It depends on how we think about the lounge. If it's thought as being a reading room, no. If it's thought as the that's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere. And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors that come to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. You can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else. You can go on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we should put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors. It's just not according to my priorities.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanded, so I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution.
Yes,
so
yes.
let's put the lounge in Susan's office, and Susan's lounge with 3 visitors.
That's
no, but imagine a one-person room is really too
small.
Yeah,
it's probably
too
small. Okay, yeah, it doesn't work.
I would advocate to just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have space for a lounge. Let's be. In front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspapers. That's just not, just not realistic.
But
we are researchers.
The problem is, it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No, I don't think we can choose about.
No, actually, I'm sorry. It's
then you have the 3-people room that were in 3 positions, split it in 2 parts, as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there. You can read your newspapers, and we have a full 2-person room where we can certainly accommodate 3 visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years.
Okay, so how do we split the room?
We put
the 3 people.
The furniture that we got for our reading room, we put it into the other half of the 3-person room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put the
Would that fit?
So
a little divider or some kind.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They are not supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They are supposed to read their newspapers.
Well, not the
newspapers,
because, no, scientific articles.
Scientific articles. No, that's not that wasn't the goal. The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
Uh-huh.
But also to read articles.
At least you can do it in the office.
So you would like to put it, with me. And then who
you have good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart your back raise in your office.
Yeah, okay, but then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
And here we'll put two places for visitors.
Three.
But that means the office will be, at least for the moment, empty.
No.
It looks very bad.
We have a visitor that is arriving. What did you say?
It's not a visitor, it's a new full-time person arriving in January.
Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No, put the lounge.
That could take one position in the...
Let's put Maria Oyalina in this place.
Yeah, I think... Okay, so we need, two free positions and one new person arriving? X or something like that.
That's an idea. If you forget about the lounge,
mm-hmm.
what you could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria or Yelena is coming from, and one free position over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three positions distributed over the rooms. Or we can. I could make.
Where is the lounge?
No,
I'll have my head cut off if we don't have a lounge.
Take the furniture of the lounge and you put it in the corridor.
No. Let's do the lounge corner.
The lounge is in the free space.
Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every
After all that we went through to get the budget for it.
Yeah,
we
I think so.
You will explain to your visitors that unfortunately, they have a position in the toilet because there's a reading room where people have to read.
Well, let's have the visitors first. Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So, I think we can put Maria or Yelena. I don't want to separate them really, but... or myself. I don't like that office, actually. So I was thinking to put here...
It could be Nikos, for instance. You can switch.
No, we're not going to keep Marianne in the three-person place. Just having Marianne in the lounge. Right?
So it's either we could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably okay. Let's try Let's try this.
Put me there. I mean, Andre.
Oh, dear, you don't mind?
Okay. Because I will be there half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about
that. But wait a minute, then Andre has a two-person office all for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there, if you don't mind.
Well, there is this full-time person arriving in. I think it's really important to plan with that.
What's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Oh.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, it could be.
Because that's something that we should be deciding. Either you want to keep me in your office,
mm-hmm.
which is all right, and then we have to foresee a place for Paola somewhere. I think that's not realistic to have a planning.
Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay, we'll put Paola and the visitor here. So Paola is the new person.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
That's visitor one.
Is that this one? And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. These two. Does this display better?
But Paola would be the new one. I think you'd be able to put her with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people. You cannot go there and discuss and two people working there in a room.
But we said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, you know, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, let me
sure
put you in that office and I'll put Paula with
me. No, put, why not Maria or Jelena?
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays.
Because you don't want to separate Maria and Jelena, why? Because Jelena, it's not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
okay, so let's put Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have, and we have two visitors and a master student and a part-time person. I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry.
To keep Paula with Maria in the two people room and to have this one, this two, Jelena and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria here?
Paula.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
Yeah, it's a two-people room, so...
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. Two visitors and the 50% person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
But you need to put visitors somewhere. I mean,
yeah, but let's split them a little bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are...
Well, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise we might lose room or two.
Okay.
So this goes, here goes visitor two.
This is always the
Paula is there. Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that we cannot read it, but apart from this.
It's a little bit crowded in the, because you have, well, not yet, of course, because Paula is not, has not arrived, but starting from January, you will have two full-time person.
Let me call this visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come.
Okay.
And this visitor two, which means it's like a, second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Well, we could. What would this
Maria
change?
Plus one half-time person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Paula Jelena, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Maria and Nikos at the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point.
But look, Martin, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
It has two doors. Yeah,
very good.
True.
Yeah, so maybe in the long run we'll get a wall.
Okay, that's true. Okay, then there will be a wall.
Although there are three windows, but... Okay, so why would we move David to Maria? With Maria, do you have any preferences, David?
She wants mixing people, men and women. So.
Well, he already is.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the two visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations. But then
you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria,
mm-hmm.
then
yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I think
you prefer
that person is there. I think it's because it's more, it's stable. Because visitors stay and go.
Oops. What did we say here?
This one.
That's good.
Maybe that's the best we can do. If we realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and it's no way... No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and, the other group will...
I got the message.
Yeah, exactly, and that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we've worked for nothing. Okay. What's wrong with this?
So who has strong opposition to that?
I don't.
I'll be right back. Yeah.
Okay.
But do you have any?
Well, we're almost done, Susan, but we'll just check the items.
I just need to see somebody.
Yeah, please,
okay, real quickly.
It's just a decision, no, you just have day with.
We'll just review the items to see if we look at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no.
I think we accommodated most of the constraints.
Yeah.
Because we are sure that Maggie and Bruno, Maggie is happy with having Bruno in her office, and Pierrette is happy to have Marianne.
Yeah,
office.
I think that's okay.
We check. Okay.
Yeah, we've checked.
And yes, and Nancy, no reason to think that they should be
an
impossible situation.
No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And well, Yelena, that means that for a short time, Yelena will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah, that's a bit. Yeah, that was the point in letting David there. And that, okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option, David or visitor one or two.
But then we could just, for the sake of having a defendable solution, as long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David.
Mm-hmm.
But we really plan that as soon as Paula is here, or even earlier.
Okay, so we'll know
David
that
will go
the region actually around here is probably movable. Yeah, we can switch.
But this
or Paula or David.
This is
dangerous
to propose. I mean, you have a three-person room with one master student in it.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. That,
so
that,
I wouldn't propose that.
That's why I always try to put separate the visitors just to balance a little bit. But okay, we'll be open on that.
As soon as Paula is here,
well,
it starts to be better, and we will have visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends also on if Yelena stays longer or not.
Right.
That's
right.
Very cool. But
that's the point. That's true.
Okay, we'll see. Anyway, we'll be open.
When is she supposed to finish?
I don't really know. I think her master thesis is probably due. No, I would say, maybe June next year, at the latest, I don't know, unfortunately.
When are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting, the four of us, so this one has to be the final one.
Okay.
We'll have actually, I'll present this with the other, I'll compare it with the other one, and try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later.
Okay.
2 days.
So as soon as we have Susan, we can. I would switch again.
Okay.
But that, as I say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like this, and then
change. There are names on the doors.
There will be names.
Because Susan, the problem, let's say psychological problem we have is, I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here. But currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired. And she's just working right now for
You have a student
for November and December. Yeah,
that's a real, real visitor.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor.
So this one and this two
made a contract for her for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then we would have two people there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind. Okay. I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are sort of, things could be changed over there, but on some other side.
You really have also to say that a unit has to have some
the visitor space,
It's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And the second point I would suggest is that before you go to defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well,
to double check. So
I think this, I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting.
I would, when before. Because if you spend time defending a thing and then, I don't know, Agnès comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying, no, I don't want to be with Marianne.
As far as I know, I think Agnès is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It doesn't cost anything. It's just people will look at it and say,
exactly.
Oh, great, I have a view on the mountain and I'm with a person I like, so I'm happy.
Okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints.
What's the timeline on this one? So you have a meeting on?
Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again.
It's not completely, it's an important issue, because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided, because these are information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration. I'm reachable when I'm at, well, they can phone me on the mobile, but I would definitely prefer to have a clean filled administrative form that I can give back.
Well, so actually I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move, and this happens in probably, I think, next month, or depends also on how, well, the furnishing and...
And then, of course, you have these all these practical issues. How about internet connections, network connections, I mean?
No.
How many connections are there, probably?
Yeah, because that's also something that we had all checked, you know, if you are in a room with three people and one network connection.
Oh, no. No, the building is very... No, actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and you can
are
have
they activated?
Actually. We'll get them activated, yeah. And I think you get at least three per room.
Okay.
No, I get the for the bigger rooms you get double. For every workplace you get two.
Okay. Sometimes you need a laptop. And
sometimes you need to computer.
No, because
yeah,
lots
no,
of people have, you know, they have a son and they have a PC. So
if you go back to the other slide where you have the furniture, so this do we have any word to say, and so that I would like to have a red chair or a blue desk?
Oh, no, unfortunately, that's decided by the school, so the chairs are blue, the desk is brown, well, light brown.
But do we have to order something, or is it done automatically, so it will be in the office when we move in?
Normally, it's done automatically, except that
we have to say how many places that we want to have.
Yeah, well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge, we'll bring it here.
And how about the boxes? Because at the PFL you have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them. Or here you're supposed to move them yourself.
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
So we'll receive some information about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
just give us a date when.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different issue from, arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place. And there are a lot of things to take care of, but it's quite unrelated, these things. Yeah, we'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connections, I think it's quite okay for the
printer
to
be
there. Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our mailbox.
By the way, is there any wireless connection antennas for getting?
Not at the sixth floor, downstairs.
Not
in the building for the moment.
There is downstairs in the building, and pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly for the laptops, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think it's a bit off topic already.
Yeah.
So let's say that it's a proposal. We'll try it, and I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this we don't run into huge problems.
The four of us will not veto.
Yeah, obviously. At least. So let me save this.
So you agree with
thank you for spending all this time.
You're all happy. qu'est-ce qu'on est consensuel pour moi.